So negativity in a relationship, if we walk into a relationship with the lens of negativity, we're really automatically reducing our ability to move forward and work through the whatever topic is at hand, because we're placing the thoughts, the negative thoughts, at the forefront of us moving forward and the negotiation, which is the opposite of what we really should be doing. We should really be listening at that higher level, that level three or five, which is trying to understand their viewpoint, what the world looks like to them, how it makes them feel, why they, what happened to them to get them to that table, to get them to that that place where they feel this way about the world. And if we're walking in already with a negative or a cynical viewpoint, we are hurting ourselves. How does negativity affect a marriage, a parental child relationship, and or even a business relationship? If we look at negativity instead as adversity, then it helps us give scope to what's really happening. And because growth is not without adversity and discomfort. A lot of growth historically has come from adversity. And so if you look at the relationship, and I'll take it to a familial relationship, if we're continuing to be at the table, there must be a reason. If we're not dismissing the person and cutting them off essentially, and we want to continue the negotiation, then there must be a reason. And so if we choose to move forward with this very protective, cynical mindset, then we're allowing a disproportionate level of distrust to build as we sit at the table, which is not what what we do as negotiators. You're allowing the anger, the sadness, the hurt, the resentfulness, all the things that might be justified because of what has happened in the past, but at the moment could be very, very hurtful to movement forward. There's a time for all of that. In the beginning of the negotiation, and the majority of the negotiation, quite frankly, is not for that. Identifying that there's mistrust on both sides is actually more helpful than walking in with your reasons as to why you're distrustful. Because if you want to fix the relationship, if you're still there for some reason, then there must be something worth fighting for, essentially. That's when we change negativity and call it adversity. And adversity, looking at negativity, looking at a relationship through the lens of, oh, this is so negative, as opposed, I'm sorry, this is adversity and this is a challenge as opposed to negativity, changes our mindset, which then makes us a better negotiator. Which I'm going to get into, actually. We have to be careful about the team we choose around us, because we all have teams, we all have people that we talk to and we vent to. And so we don't want to get into negative communal thinking. That doesn't help. That's different than protective thinking, awareness. That's very different than just always being negative and being communal in our negative thought process. So when we go to vent and we do mindset, we're filling the cup of negativity, and that's not what we want to do as a negotiator. We want to identify the negative thoughts and feelings in ourselves so we can reduce those negative thoughts and feelings so that our cognitive ability is enhanced, because negative thoughts and feelings and emotions without being addressed are going to hurt us in a negotiation. So we don't want to arm ourselves up with those negative feelings. It's not going to help us. Does that mean that we're always agreeable in relationships? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. The willingness to be honest in a relationship is extremely important. I find that this is one of the biggest positives to assertives, is we tend to be sometimes too honest, or we tend to be honest without being empathetic. And so being able to have difficult conversations is extremely important to growth of a relationship. It's how we have those difficult conversations. It's being able to infuse empathy, because the goal, the vision is to repair the relationship or make the relationship stronger or grow through the relationship. That's what's important. Because cynicism or negativity will reduce our opportunity. It reduces our options, excuse me. There's actually a psychologist out of Stanford who's recently done studies about cynicism. And some of his studies have shown that cynics reduce, because they're so cynical and they're so afraid to take risks in relationships, they are therefore reducing their opportunity to grow and to grow from the risks that they would have taken. And that same study shows that if the cynics wouldn't have been hurt as often as they thought they would. So then that, you know, basically by never trusting what this psychologist, Jamil Zaki writes, is that if by never trusting, cynics would never lose. That's their thought process, that they'll never lose if they never trust. The flip of that is that they'll never win. And so in a negotiation and in a relationship, if we go in cynical and negative, we're never going to be open to the possibility of navigating that relationship and that discussion into growth and positivity, because we're already going in with the judgment and we're putting the veil there, which is not listening. That's not allowing us to listen at the highest level. So we want to be very careful about how we handle our own hurt and our own negativity. And if you're going into a relationship, if you're going into a conversation in a relationship, particularly familial relationships, which are arguably harder, I would say, than sometimes business relationships or even hostage negotiations, because we're sensitive. Our expectations are higher. We are more likely to let our guard down, and also more likely to judge because we expect more. We need to be very aware of being human in those situations. And we also need to be aware of our own cynicism, our own negativity, and question ourselves within that negotiation, which means when you get triggered, when you sense negativity, be more hesitant to dive into allowing that to guide you in the conversation. There's Sandy. No, I'm so grateful you're here. Thank you. So actually, one of the reasons I'm so grateful Sandy's here. So Sandy, just to fill you in, we're talking about how negativity can kill a relationship. And so my take on negativity is instead look at it as adversity and an opportunity for growth. And so one of the multiple things that negativity can do walking into a difficult conversation, particularly with a loved one, is it changes the scope. Like you've put a mountain in front of you of sadness, hurt, assumptions that are predetermined. And as a negotiator, we really can't do that in order to get traction with the other side. One of the things I love about Sandy is I talk about having a team around you or a friend, an accountability person. Sandy and I are both assertive. We're naturally assertive, which means we can be cynical. We can be knee jerk. We can, the damage that we can cause when we are at our worst is hurtful, and it's hard to repair. And so I have gone to Sandy in the past with my familial situation saying, this is what's going on. This is how I feel. These are all the negative things. And Sandy, instead of filling the cup of negativity with more negativity, she acknowledges how I feel and labels me, which reduces those negative feelings within myself. I'm now feeling heard, and I'm in a better place to think through, because what I still want is that relationship building ability when I go back to that negotiation. And so it's imperative that you have people around you that have the same foundational motivations and thought processes on how to move forward in a negotiation without negativity. It's very important that when you vent with somebody, that they understand that the reason for that session is for growth in the future, not necessarily just to make me feel better by agreeing with everything I say and then making me more annoyed or angry or like ready to fire away at the person that I'm going to have a conversation with.